Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to another edition of International Marmalade. It's the bonus episode in the Australian Jams feed. My name is Michael. Oh my God, it's not Michael though. My name's Mick Everett.
What is Michael? But you just don't tell people that.
I know. It is Michael. Peek behind the curtain.
Yeah. I've never called you Michael in my life.
No.
This is all staying in, by the way.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess people know who you are, though, Gemma.
I'm Gemma. I still always introduce myself at the start of every episode that I do of everything, even when it's a podcast episode that's just me. I'm Gemma Bastiani. Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Oh, we're off to a good start.
I'm really I'm enthused today. Can you tell?
Yeah, no, I can. It's a miserable day outside. It's been yet another wild, strange month.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, we're halfway through the year that feels wasted. We're back into spike zone, so things are getting worse, not better. Yeah, everything's quite stressful.
I mean, you know, this is going to be a corny segue, but you know, one thing that's keeping us going, though? A bit of incredible new music.
I just did what you might call a full body eye roll.
Yeah, you totally did.
Yeah. I don't know, I just... My brothers and my father have conditioned me to recoil at lame jokes. You set yourself up for it. You knew what was going
on.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I totally set myself up for it. On purpose.
Man. But yeah, there is some actually, like, really good music that's come out recently, Australian and international.
Mm.
Recorded some Australian jams that you would have heard last week, yesterday, and yeah, there was just too much to choose from, and I haven't felt that way in a really long time, where there's just so much that I want to pick that I can't. Whereas usually I'll be like, oh yeah, there's maybe 5 songs and I got to whittle it down to 3. But this week it was about 10. And I was like, oh God, I can't choose them all. What am I going to do? Yeah. So, that's why the Australian Jams Spotify playlist exists. So I can chuck all those other songs in there, but still it was stressful.
Yeah. Yeah, no, totally. What are you going to kick us off with?
A cough, apparently. I would like to start with Tourist and the Range with the song Last.
Yeah.
I started to get into Tourist last year. I don't know what it was that turned me on to Tourist, but I was a big fan. I'm a big fan of these kind of like soundscapey songs. kind of soundtrack songs almost, where they fit that sort of vibe. And this song is just one that I would love to every night just like calmly fall asleep listening to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's just, it's not, I wouldn't call it dreamy, but it's just so relaxing to me. The way the beat, it changes, but it's not sudden change. The way that it just moves through all those different feels. It's such an interesting song. Yeah, I just want to, like, every time it comes on, I just want to lie down and close my eyes to listen to it.
Oh, well, that's really quite a lovely way to experience this song. Yeah.
Your face just got all, like, really, what's the word?
Forlorn.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, that's not how I would have read that at all, but cool.
No, it's really, I think, when a song just has that immediate power over you, like that's very powerful, you know. It's funny when you sent through your songs this week, I thought, there's one song on this list that I thought, oh, you sent this through because you think I won't like it, like it's happened in previous weeks.
I know which one you're choosing as well. I know which one you're talking about.
But I feel as though you sent through this one because you know that I love this.
Oh,
I
didn't know that.
Song.
Oh, I had no idea.
There's a heap of like Caribou and Fortet kind of references in here, which, you know, I love both of those artists. I can't rave about this enough. It's got such a kick to it when those drums come in. There is such a strong feel and mood set up. And you're right, those drums don't feel like they smash you over the head. They just add this kind of gravelly kind of bass to it all.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, it's really, I find it really calming. And a lot of tourist music I find very calming, which is probably important right now.
Yes.
Yeah, given everything. Should we hear a bit of it?
Let's do it.
So this is Tourist and the Range with Lost. That was a bit of Tourist and the Range with Lost, and I've apparently half lost my voice in that break.
So I'm thinking of moving things to a slightly more somber kind of state. I want to go Phoebe Bridges with a cut off her new record, Halloween. The record is called Punisher. It has been getting so much coverage lately. Like everywhere's writing about it, and you know, and for good reason. I think for someone to have only released what, 2 records in the past 2 years, I mean, that's number one, that's pretty prolific. But for them both to be incredibly strong, it's so exciting. And this one in particular has a very sort of interesting kind of experimentation to it. But it doesn't feel like she's completely going out of left field. Like, it still feels very much in the wheelhouse of Phoebe Bridges. Like, she's established a sound already. And I think that's, you know, obviously she's an artist that's in it for the long haul. This whole record's great. This is one of my favourite cuts from it.
To say that I was not surprised you chose a Phoebe Bridges song would be an understatement. This is really, like, just beautiful, but, like, quite dark at the same time. And the thing that kind of shocked me back into attention, I guess, was when those vocal harmonies towards the end come in that there's no hint whatsoever throughout the song that they're coming. There's no reason to expect that to happen. And they come in, it just like adds this different dimension to the song towards the end, which I found really interesting. It was a really interesting artistic choice, I guess. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
But again, like, I've been trying not to listen to too much, like, sad music while I live alone in isolation.
Yeah, look, that's true. That's true. And, yeah, I'm sure. I actually wonder whether the kinds of music we're listening to at the moment reflects our current situation, like our living situation, whether we are isolated in isolation or whether we're living with a partner or parents or housemates.
I think I'd be worse off if I was living with a partner in isolation. That would definitely be worse for me than living alone.
Yeah. No, totally.
Just in case anyone was wondering about how I feel about being around people.
Oh, you must be loving this.
I just love being able to leave people when I don't want to be around people anymore. But when you live with someone, you can't.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
This is true. Shall we hear it?
Yeah, rather than talk about my personal life.
No, that's all right. We can talk about that in the next bracket. This is Phoebe Bridges with Halloween. Baby, it's Halloween, and we can be anything. Oh, come on. We can be anything. That was Phoebe Bridges with Halloween. Gemma, what's up next?
I'm going to give everyone whiplash, and I'm going to choose the song that you think I chose because you wouldn't like it, which is not why I chose it. I had a very specific reason for choosing this song. So I've chosen a song from Kenzie called Exhale featuring Sia. Is this the one that you were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The reason I chose this, not only is this a really good song, I wanted to highlight this whole, like, idea that Kenzie could have very much been just a Nickelodeon pop star and that kind of vibe, you know what I mean, and appealed to that market, made a lot of money off it. But I think this song and her previous single, I think it was called Motives, I think very much indicates that she's a legitimate musician and actually working very hard on her craft, being a better musician, releasing better music, and actually making a career of it when her music career could have been a bit of a joke earlier on, given her past in like reality TV and things like that. I'm thoroughly impressed with this song. I think this song is so expertly crafted, and obviously having Sia feature on it is a big bonus because Sia is an incredible songwriter and all that sort of stuff. But I think it's just a really strong and punchy song. I like how the chorus is so different stylistically. It like throws you off that little bit. It's just a really, really great song. And it's like we say like a big pop song. But you know how we talked very early on in like Not Local, so the earlier iteration of this show, that Billie Eilish is doing pop music differently and she's showing you that pop music can be different. I think this pushes further in that direction than it does in a typical pop direction. And I find that really fascinating.
So you think I hate this?
No. I didn't think you hate this. I did. That's not why I chose it. But as soon as you said that earlier, I knew that you were talking about this song. Do you hate this?
I love this song.
Okay, awesome.
I'm so glad that you sent it through. It reminds me so much of the Neptunes.
Yeah, true.
The production is such a Pharrell Williams Neptunes thing. I really like how dark it feels. Especially those, I don't know how to describe it, but there's like where the drums drop out and there's those stabs and then the drums pick up for like a bar and then it drops out and the drums come back in. Such a strong Neptunes vibe, such a strong funky kind of pop vibe, which in the pop music that I've been listening to, and perhaps I don't listen to as much as you do, I haven't heard this stuff for a while, so that's really exciting to hear this kind of sound be fused with modern pop.
I think this is... I don't think I actually do listen to that much pop music, even though I do bring in a pop song every week, just to, like, weirdly defend myself for nothing. Yeah. I think this is really refreshing, though. You're right. It is refreshing. It's different to what pop felt like it was going in, the direction pop music felt like it was going in, outside of what Billie Eilish was doing. I think we need to be really specific when we separate her from the herd, I guess, because she is making stuff that's so different to everyone else. And this is the first song on a big scale, not on like a local Australian scale or anything like that. First song I've heard on a big scale that really does kind of follow that direction more than a Taylor Swift or something like that. And both are good, but they're different. Yeah, so I'm a big fan of this song. I did like the previous single as well, which was quite good.
So I don't actually know, I've never heard of Kenzie before. So when you gave that background of being Nickelodeon star, reality TV, I didn't know any of that. So that changes how I understand this song a little bit now.
So she was on that show Dance Moms.
Oh, right.
And her sister is the one that's been in all of Sia's music videos.
Oh.
So she's the younger sister. Yeah.
Huh. Hence the Sia feature, maybe.
Yeah, 100%. But, if you can use those sort of connections for good, like to actually craft something great rather than just put you in the right spots, why not? Fucking do it. And it's worked out great. Totally. But I think the reason it feels more legitimate is because the previous single was very good too. It's not like this has come out of nowhere because Sia's on it and that's it. She's been building to this, I think. And I full respect for her to, like, break those shackles of whatever the show or any of those other things have done to her image, I guess, her brand, and really kind of paved something different to what a lot of others are doing, which I think is cool.
Totally.
Should we hear some of this one?
Let's do it.
It's called Exhale. It's featuring Sia, and it's by Kenzie.
Watch me do it, watch me own it. I know I got it. Keep on moving, keep on going. Cause if you want it, you need to exhale. So let everything go. Baby, you're in control. You need to exhale. So let everything go. Baby, you're in control.
That was a bit of Exhale featuring Sia by Kenzie. Mix's turn for his second song.
It is. I wanted to chat about Dent May and his new single, I Could Use a Miracle. I came across Dent May a long, long, long time ago. I think probably at least 10 years ago now, when the old music site I used to run didn't just feature Australian artists.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, it would have... I think MAMP pushed to Australian music probably in 2011. So I think this is probably 2010, maybe. Or maybe even before that, when I came across Dent May.
I definitely did not know you then.
No, far out. No, we didn't know each other then. Yeah.
We barely know each other now. No, that's a joke.
Aww.
No, that was a joke. Yeah.
Gemma, is it? It's Gemma, right?
No, that's not my name.
well, Mix isn't my name, so, you know. a friend of mine two friends of mine who were together went and spent a year overseas. One spent a year in Canada, one spent a year in Europe, in Germany, I think. And the person that was in Germany had a friend who had spent, a Czech friend who had spent a year studying at University of Mississippi, maybe, or at least a university in Mississippi.
Yep.
And that's where Dent May is from. And this person had formed a really strong friendship with Dent May. And I think maybe when they toured, my friends both ended up in Canada together. And I think they might have seen Dent May and had a chat with him and went to a house party with him or something.
Okay.
And I remember them telling me about this singer-songwriter that uses the ukulele because, you know, that was a thing a lot a big thing like 10 years ago.
Right before Vance Joy really took off, right?
Yeah. Vance Joy kind of capitalized on a lot of that stuff, I guess. Yeah, that's true. And they came back to Australia and they were sort of, oh, Michael, you, or Mix, you know, you like
you
music?
You really pulled the curtain up today.
I know. And I listened to him and featured him on the site and just sort of seen his name crop up once in a while over the past decade, but haven't really spent a lot of time listening to him anymore.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd press play on this new one, and it feels so confident. It feels like a throwaway song in so many respects. But it has this swerving kind of funky feel to it all, that I guess keeps your interest. So it doesn't just throw it into the throwaway basket. Oh yeah, that's a cute song, whatever.
Yeah.
There's enough in it that, I don't know, adds interest, and his voice is so, like, it's such a classic kind of crooner style, like, way of singing, which I love. And, yeah, it's a throwaway song, but I love it.
The fact that you kind of shouted out, like, that era, I think, is really relevant to this song, because as soon as I listened to this, I was like, yes, this is the music I was listening to in 2009, 2010, like, in terms of international music, I guess. Australia was a little bit different, but internationally, this is very much that kind of music. I did want to flag that I listened to this right after I listened to the Phoebe Bridges song, because I listened to the three you sent through together. Mm. And I just, like, it woke me up after, like, not the, you know what I mean? Like, so completely different. It just completely threw me. I was just like, oh, I was not expecting this, but also I should have expected this from you type thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're always going to get an eclectic bunch of songs. I mean, both of us.
I tried to do that this week.
Yeah, and I think I think we deliver each and every week, or each and every month.
I mean, you are going cheesy today, aren't you? There's also a lyric in this one that I like. I just can't help what I feel. And I'm just like, so many people can just relate to that. It's such a simple line, but it's just like perfect.
Yeah, I guess that's what I meant about it being such an easy, cute kind of love song that is so relatable.
For people with feelings.
Yes, true. for actual people with feelings, no. For everybody, Gemma, I mean, this is the power of music, right? Even lets people with robotic tendencies an avenue to feel.
Maybe, I guess.
I love it. It sounds as though you love it too. Maybe we should hear it. This is Dent May with I Could Use a Miracle. That was Dent May with I Could Use a Miracle. Gemma, it's your final song. What do you got?
I feel like shouting out that Mix had to do that twice because he wasn't concentrating. Always throwing him under the bus. It's my favourite thing to do. I have chosen, surprise, surprise, New Glass Animals. It's called Heat Waves. God damn it, I love this band with my whole heart. I saw them February when they came and did that tour, and it was very much a tour to test, I feel like I'm saying tour weird, to test Joe's ability to play shows like that and that sort of stuff. I think it was like Joe's third show or something after his accident, which is a pretty big deal, and we were chatting to them afterwards, and they were all psyched to play Splendor this year and all that sort of stuff, but obviously that wasn't able to go ahead. But it meant they were ramping up for something, which got me instantly excited, and they have been kind of dropping songs throughout the year. This one, again, they seem to kind of take great things from their most recent release and then add a little bit to it and then release a new song, and it's always kind of that, just that little step up, step up, step up from them. So you can very much, even though this song is so very different to, say, the first album and, like, Gooey that really got them on the map, you can hear all those elements, but you can hear all these different things that they've added to it as well, and it creates just this kind of, it's like a homely vibe, because you know where the roots are, you know where it's come from, but also it's an exciting new listen at the same time. And I feel like I've said this probably once an episode, but it's so hard to retain what you're about as a band while still making something new. And these guys, I think, are really leading the way when it comes to that.
Yeah. It feels weird to say this, but I think this song kind of revolves around the tom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when that tom first hits before the drums properly drop in, like, it lowers you into this kind of this bed that the song kind of revolves and luxuriates in, for want of a better word.
Luxuriates.
If I could say it properly, that would also be better. I found this very, very cool. I know it's a band that you've loved for a long time, and I thought, oh, Class Animals, yeah, that's one of Gemma's favourite bands. Great. And I realised, do I actually know any Glass Animals songs? And realised, I probably don't. Although when you said Gooey before, I thought, oh, that does ring a bell.
I resisted Glass Animals for a really long time early on. Because Gooey made me feel uncomfortable, that song.
Oh.
I don't know what it was about it, but it made me feel so uncomfortable that it put me off so much. So as a single, I never really got into it. But once they released a record, that's when I could really understand what I liked about this band outside of that one single. And then that's when they really got me hooked.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're definitely one of those bands that I've heard about heaps but never actually properly gotten into. And I think maybe because of the era that they started up in, I was expecting more of a indie guitar kind of band. Have they ever been that sort of sound?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I'll just cut all those notes out then. No. I think what I really love about this, though, is, I mean, yeah, the fact that they've used the tom as almost like a centering kind of device, but also the cut between the verses and the choruses. Like, there's no faffing about. It's really, in many respects, it's just all about giving the listener what they want, but doing it, but utilizing the craft in a really interesting, smooth kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I adore this band. The fact that Joe's been able to get back from that accident and, you know, go right into this, and for his comeback to be ruined by a global pandemic, bit annoying. But it's just,
yeah.
And they're just lovely people as well, which I think makes you enjoy their music more, because you just like the people it's coming from too. I think that has an impact. Just like with a local band, like Alexander Biggs is a good example, because he's just such a nice person and his manager is one of our best friends, and it just makes you like the music more, and that's very much part of this as well. I think they make great music, but they're also great people, so therefore, like, they signed a record for my dad's birthday because they found out my dad loves them, you know, like, they do these little things lovely. That are just so nice, and my dad just, like, didn't even realize that the record was signed when I gave it to him. I was like, Dad, appreciate this. He's like, oh, they're Australian band, are they? I'm like, no. But there's a fun fact actually relating to my dad. If he's testing out speakers in a store to choose speakers, he'll always play Glass Animals. So that's a fun fact. There you go. Yeah. I don't know what that says about my dad or about glass animals, but that's what he does.
They sound good on speakers.
According to my dad, yes. I think they sound good anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, let's hear some of this. It's called Heat Waves. It's by Glass Animals, and we'll come back.
You look so broken when you cry. One more and then I say goodbye. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Been faking me out. Can't make you happy or not. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. Can't make you happy or not.
That was a bit of Heat Waves by Glass Animals, and it's up to Mix's last song.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about a song from Chloe and Hallie. It's called Forgive Me. It's off their new album called Ungodly Hour. And I think, I can't remember where I saw it. It must have been on YouTube. I've been getting a heap into YouTube, like this year in particular, in pandemic especially. We actually spoke about it on our podcast, the Isolation podcast, not to
shameless
do any
plug.
Cross promotion here.
I do that all the time too. I'm not judging.
But yeah, we speak a heap about YouTube and a
whole
heap of
other
things.
But just like YouTube music or actual like YouTube videos?
YouTube videos. I don't really use YouTube for music. Like I just use Spotify.
Yeah.
But occasionally I'll like watch a clip or like I'll often watch like music reviews on YouTube.
What sort
more
of,
than...
please tell me you've been watching like YouTube trash.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I don't really watch much trash. Elle, my partner, I mean, I would argue that she's been watching a bit of YouTube trash. What do you mean by YouTube trash, though?
I don't know. I just, my friend Laura, who is Adeline, who's been on Australian Jams, she loves all that sort of stuff, and I find it so funny, and I just wanted to hear more people leaning into that.
Oh, I mean, I love watching, like, people that organise their lives, like, organisational people, people that do DIY videos.
Are you, like, 60?
That's my whole thing. No. I mean, they're all, like, my age or younger.
I have watched... and. Some recently that are like anti-MLM YouTube videos, which I find fascinating because it's like the whole cult thing. So I have been watching some of them recently.
Yeah.
Don't join an MLM, don't join a cult is the moral of that story.
That's a pretty good moral of a story.
Right. Yeah.
If a story was going to have any kind of moral to it, it would be
don't join a cult.
Don't join an MLM.
Yeah. So you were talking about YouTube in relation to this song and I got us off track. Apologies.
No, that's all right. I think I must have seen this crop up on the trending tab on YouTube. And I think I must have seen this band's name on somewhere in a Facebook, in an endless Facebook scroll. And I thought, these two, and I, at that point, I think I'd cottoned on that they were sisters. I thought, oh, that's kind of cool, a sister duo. I finally pressed play and I was so taken aback because I wasn't expecting something that was as slinky, as slightly dark as the work that they're doing. I think these two came up through like a Disney. I feel as though they were like child actors or something.
Also, like another one relating to back to my song.
Yeah. I think, I mean, don't quote me on the exact origin story of Chloe and Halle, but I know they've done a bit of acting. I think they've done stuff with Beyonce. So, and you hear a heap of Beyonce in this song in particular. But to me, you also hear someone like FKA Twigs, but like a for want of a better word, a safer kind of version of FKA Twigs, but one that still kind of situates itself more concretely in the confines of American black R&B.
So just while you were saying that, I fully agree, but also one of them was cast as Ariel in Disney's live-action Little Mermaid.
Oh.
So that's okay. The Disney connection there. They're both actors, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, what, they're at least a double threat. I mean, they can probably dance as well, so triple threat, you know. And there's two of them. So
I thought you meant double threat, as in there were two of them.
Well, a sextuple threat, then.
And the other one has been in that show Grown-ish, the spin-off
of Black-ish.
Okay,
I don't know that. All right, yeah.
I'm just going to keep looking at what they've been doing. They're in Lemonade, so they have worked with Beyonce.
Okay. Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, it's a really, really good album, too. If people like the sound of it, definitely go and...
They've opened for Beyonce before get around as well.
It. Okay.
Which is insanity. There you go. That's cool, though.
Yeah. Good get. Opening for Beyonce. Yeah, that's. I guess we could add that to our CV. Sure.
Casual. Yeah. Anyway, I'll stop looking at Wikipedia pages now. very cool song. I thought the beat for this was really sick. Like, it immediately caught me was that beat more so than anything else in the song. I don't know why I started there. That kind of drew me in to then enjoy the song more.
Yeah. I just think, the beat, but the way the vocals move around the beat, they don't feel straightforward. They kind of glide a bit. It's sophisticated R&B, which, you know, I guess more and more R&B has this kind of sound now as more and more people experiment. But this feels so completely realized. Yeah. I love it. Very, very cool.
It's pretty sick.
Let's hear a bit of it. This is Chloe and Halle with Forgive Me. That was a little bit of Chloe and Halle with a single off their album. Single's called Forgive Me. Gemma, we're done.
Yeah.
Another round of six international Marmalade songs.
You are being super lame today. Why? What's happened to you?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. It's what we're recording. Another peek behind the curtain. We're recording this on a Friday morning. I'm looking outside and the sky is so grey. It looks horrible. It's just, the world's just weird. I mean, that's one word for it.
Yeah.
Really bloody messed up is another way of putting it. And I just feel, why not inject a bit of life into people's ears?
Oh my God. I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Nor do I, actually.
What am I doing? I've got a couple of pieces on deadline today, so I better write those. About footy, of course.
Yes.
But what else am I doing? So, my brain just stopped. Obviously, continuing all my footy stuff, but also just women in sports stuff. So, I have mentioned this on Australian Jams before, but I want to mention it again. The fact that Australia and New Zealand won the bid to host the 2023 Women's World Cup, Football World Cup, is like a really big deal. And in my little group at Siren, Women in Sport Collective, it's just like so uplifting to see women's sport being taken more and more seriously in Australia. Obviously, mainstream media don't consider it so, but it's a big deal that we've got that. We've got the Women's Basketball World Cup in 2022. We've put in a bid for the Women's Netball World Cup in 2027. Like, there's so many great things happening, and it's opening doors. So there's a lot of talk about how Australia will have a more serious bid for an Olympics soon because of all of this. And it's like this women's sport and this interest in women's sport, as long as you're showing it to people and giving people access to it, is such a big deal, and it can do so many things. And that's why it's just frustrating that a lot of community sport can't happen at the moment, because there is so much momentum behind women's sport right now, and young girls getting into sport and things like that. So it's just like, you don't want it to stop. So hopefully this announcement means that the momentum won't stop. It's just stalled for the moment while everyone has to shut down, and we can go from there. So still doing lots of stuff at Siren. We've got some changes happening. We've got a new batch of our badges, which sold out in 2 weeks. So you can buy them. I've got the hiccups now. So you can buy them again via our website. Because, yeah, I've got another whole batch of them sitting on my kitchen table right now. Yeah, it's just a lot of really good things are happening amongst the really awful things that are happening in the world right now.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to focus on that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I'll be writing about Buddy Franklin this afternoon, and then women's sport for the rest of next week. So, it's good. And then, obviously, Australian Jams... that's been trucking along really nicely. I've had some really incredible guests recently. Last week, you will have heard, or hopefully you've heard, the episode I did with Nat Vaser, which was really lovely, because I'm just taking over this right now. Sorry, Mix.
No, that's all right.
But I met her for the first time in January when she played at the Australian Jams live recording we did. And that was right before a lot of the bad stuff happened. It was during the fires, but before the pandemic hit, we kind of didn't know what was happening. So it was really nice to speak to her again, because it's been 6 months since we spoke, and she's released this brilliant album in that time, and it's her debut album, and she's put it out, and she's been really incredible with the way she's gone about sharing it with people, given the circumstances, given not being able to play live. And I love that. And she goes into a lot of detail in that episode about how she went about recording Higher Places, and that's a really fascinating conversation. And then before that, I spoke to Jeremy Neal, who's another old friend of mine, who we kind of reconnected to do this episode, and it was just really nice. So it's been amongst the shit, it's been really lovely to be able to reconnect with some people, because a lot of people are just kind of hanging around, waiting. Their lives are on hold right now, so it's really been really nice to reconnect with some people that way. And that is the end of my rant.
No, I mean, as always, perhaps there is a heap going on in Gemma Bastiani's life, at least profession, you know, career-wise. I don't have... I mean, I'm on a break at the moment from teaching.
Oh, I didn't even get that.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, you're deep into second trimester?
Yeah. Oh, nearly halfway. Next week will be halfway.
Well, yeah, I'm on mid-year break. Mid-year break.
That's nice.
Which is kind of nice. It's good to not have to mark essays. I marked my final essay this morning, the very last one that came through. And then, but it's got 2.5 weeks of break, and then then it's back to it for another semester. But we've got the Isolation podcast as well.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even mention along. my other podcast. There you go. My bad. Sorry. Yes, the Isolation podcast. You talk about YouTube videos.
Yes, yes. I've already got a plug-in for that. We're just over halfway through that. We're doing a short season. So 6 episodes, I think. Episode 4 came out last week. So that's been going really well. It's actually been a lot of fun just chatting with my partner, talking about the things that are kind of keeping us well during this ridiculous time. And hopefully, I don't want to commit to anything just yet and put it on record or at least on tape, but hopefully a few other audio projects, shall we say.
Cool.
Occurring in the latter half of this year as well.
That's cool. Hopefully by the next International Marmalade episode, things in Victoria have settled down again. Because we have had that awful outbreak and it's a bit stressful for everyone involved. So if you can, I guess, even if you're not in one of the hot zone postcodes, just try to stay home and not do too much to try and assist in the flattening of this second curve, please.
Totally.
Because it's really stressful. Stressing me out. Yeah. And if footy goes away again, I lose a lot more work. So please don't do that to me, people. It's all about me, obviously. But seriously, if footy goes away, I'm fucked.
I mean, I shouldn't laugh at that.
Oh, that's true, though, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of my job.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just got it all depressing again. You can follow me on Twitter at GL Bassiani, or you can follow the Australian Jams Twitter, just at Australian Jams. Probably I'm more interesting, but it's more about football, so take from that what you will. Mix, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mix Everett. That's MikesEverIt. I share stuff on there, primarily around new music, but also primarily around new Australian music, but also around the podcast as well. Yeah, that's sort of the best places to go right at the moment. Or my website, mixeverett.com.
I don't think I have ever directed anyone to my website before.
Nor have I until just then, so you know. All right.
Let's wrap this bad boy up.
Yes, let's wrap this bad boy up. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of International Marmalade.
Yeah.
We'll see what in a month's time.
In July. June. August.
January.
I forgot what month it was. I thought it was still June for a second, then I realised. All the other
months, I mean.
Oh, Jesus, that's how fucked up this year is. See you in August, everyone. Keep listening to Australian Jams, please.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.